Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Lori Feldkamp. She's the president and CEO at the Big Lakes Developmental Center here in Manhattan. And a lot of good stuff going on for your organization here, but also there's been some legislative happenings. They passed the budget here recently here, and I wanted maybe kind of talk a little bit about how that's going to be affecting services at Big Lakes.
Absolutely. As I alluded to earlier, the vast majority of the individuals we serve are funded through Medicaid, which is a state program where they pull down federal dollars for the Medicaid program. It's called Home and Community-Based Services, HCBS, for those who are really Medicaid wonks and understand what all that means. The budget that was passed, we had some encouraging news with the budget. We actually got a 1.5% increase in our funding rates, which is always appreciated. We've been pretty severely underfunded for the last 15 years, so any kind of progress that can be made on our rates is greatly appreciated, and I also appreciate all the efforts of our area legislators to make that happen. Also, there was $2.5 million of state general funds that was allocated towards the waiting list for people with intellectual disabilities as well as physical disabilities, and that's encouraging as well to see some progress, although it doesn't make significant progress. There is a pretty significant waiting list in the state of Kansas for people with intellectual disabilities.
You mentioned the underfunding here of the last 15 years or so. What have been kind of the consequences of that here over the last 15 years?
Well, the consequences is just keeping up with the cost of living and the cost of staffing. Of course, as a human service organization, the vast majority of our budget goes towards staffing and our ability to be able to recruit and retain staff and pay them what they should be paid is severely impacted by the funding that we get. And when Medicaid does not keep up with how things cost, that places us in a pretty difficult position.
Well, and Medicaid was a big topic here in the legislative session here, and there was no progress on expansion of Medicaid here. I'm not sure your thoughts on that particular thing here, but how much would expanded Medicaid maybe have helped in maybe securing some more funding here for you?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question that I get quite frequently, that it does Medicaid expansion help Big Lakes at all? And it really does not have a direct impact on services with for people with intellectual disabilities. Because of the type of disability they have, they automatically would qualify for Medicaid. But there are some specific things within Medicaid expansion that would help. For example, one of the things that has been talked about at the legislative session that was actually put into the budget that was also in Medicaid expansion was protected income level limits. That was put in by the legislature into the budget, and so it actually got passed, and I'm very excited about that. What a protected income level means is that if an individual makes over right now, the way it works is that if they make over $700 a month, then they have to pay for a portion of their services. The effect of that is it really inhibits employment for people with disabilities. If they go out and get a job and they start making more than $700 a month, and then they just have to turn around and give that money back to the state, it's not a very good incentive for getting employment. Well, part of the budget that was passed was to increase the protected income level limit from $700 to $1,100 a month. So that is a really big deal for the people that we serve that are employed, because it helps them keep more of their money and incentivizes them to actually get out and get a job. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and they've got bills they got to pay.
Absolutely.
As well.
And living on $700 a month, paying rent, food, utilities, you know, that isn't a whole lot of money.
No, not at all. considering rent here in Manhattan.
This is true.
let's talk a little bit more about that. You mentioned the waiting list here, mm-hmm. and just kind of explain how that's going to impact you here.
Well, the waiting list has been around for funding for people with intellectual disabilities since 2001. And it continues to grow. It's pretty significant. There's over 4,000 individuals in the state of Kansas that are waiting for services, and the average wait is over 8 years. There was money that was allocated for the waiting list this past year, but the amount that was allocated doesn't even keep up with growth. For example, the last time that there was waiting list allocation done was in February 2018. It was 150 individuals in the state that received funding. In this last year, the waiting list has grown by 400. So they're not even keeping up with growth. And so we're just going to see it continue to get longer and longer, and the wait is going to continue to be longer and longer, which is very unfortunate for especially for young people that are will be going through this special ed in the school districts. I know your school superintendents and principals can speak to this very well. But to invest a lot of time and money in special ed programs for them to actually graduate to their parents' couch is what I always say. That's what the waiting list results in.
That's tough. Let's hope for better results on that here.
There needs to be significant investment in funds for people with disabilities, not just intellectual disabilities, but physical disabilities and so forth, because there are waiting lists there as well. So it's a really big deal in the state and in the nation, for that matter.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Lori Feldkamp here, President and CEO of Big Lakes Developmental Center. So that just kind of reiterates the point of needing donations year-round.
Sure. Again, unless we are funded adequately, the stress that it puts on organizations like Big Lakes, as well as Big Lakes all over the state, you're going to see more and more stressors and our ability to be able to recruit and retain staff. And so I'll put a plug in there that we are looking for good quality staff if anybody's looking for employment. So please give us a consideration if you want to make a difference in people's lives. That's what we do every day.
All right. And as far as job opportunities, what are the different job opportunities people might be able to look forward to there?
Well, day residential services. We have numerous job openings there. I would encourage them go to our website at biglakes.org. There's a tab there where you can look and see what jobs are available. If you want to keep up on what is going on at Big Lakes, what kind of activities that we're having, what we're doing with our clients, I also encourage you to like us and friend us on Facebook. We're getting pretty active on social media, so you can see exactly what it is that we do.
One of the openings I see here is for drivers. How important is it to have drivers for you?
Well, our folks need to access services, and the way they access services is through transportation. Drivers is very important, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's some good stuff here. Big Lakes Developmental Center, I mentioned they serve a 4-county area here, Manhattan and Clay Center. I'm on your website right now, and I see something that says Shop at Amazon Smile. How does that impact you guys?
You can go to Amazon Smile, and by designating Big Lakes as your favorite non-for-profit, we actually get a donation from Amazon for every purchase that you make. They send us a check every quarter for the accumulation of that, which is kind of nice. We also have a partnership with Dillon's as well. You can name us as your favorite non-for-profit, and they will send us a donation depending upon how much you purchase at Dillon's as well. So that's some easy ways that you can contribute to Big Lakes.
See, and that's something I don't know if a lot of people are aware of.
No. So. And again, that's on our website. You can click on those, and it will take you exactly to where you need to go to sign up.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we should know about here coming up with Big Lakes?
Oh, we've got our annual summer parties coming up that our clients really look forward to.
I go first.
And Mr. Dave Lewis participates in that, so it's pretty cool.
My friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's your computer.
Yeah,
it's my computer.
You got our video on. That's cool. You can go out to our website and watch our videos. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're not gonna play the audio of your video here.
Darn.
No. Yeah.
It just queued right up. Sorry about that.
I've had to step out, and Have you talked much about state legislation happening?
Yeah, we talked about that we actually got a 1.5% rate increase this year with the budget. And then we talked about protected income level limits. And there was also an allocation for waiting list this last year. So we made some pretty significant progress this year.
You know, we talked about money. And obviously, that's a big challenge for any organization such as yours.
Absolutely.
What about other types of things like, certain needs that, that some of your clients might need, you know, items, I don't know, just, you know, whether it be clothing, whether it be something of, you know, hygiene matters. Do you have a system in place for something like that?
Well, if anyone is interested in donating anything like that, they please feel free to call, and they can speak with my development and marketing specialist and see if there's some things that...
You have a new one, I hear.
I certainly do. Her name's Emma Wrights, and she would be more than willing to speak with anyone who's willing to donate whatever they can, whether it's money or items or whatever.
Is she radio shy so far?
I think so.
She's here in a different capacity. She's here in reporting. She's over here and in the studio today. But you know, and Lori, you know, I have a particular fondness for what you do at Big Lakes, and I've been associated with a number of organizations in the past that do the work that you do. And of course, I have a sister-in-law that's Down syndrome. She's 59 coming up here in a couple of weeks.
That's awesome.
And a breast cancer survivor.
Again, you know, that was one of the things I was visiting with Brandon here about, is that we see people through every kind of life change you can possibly have.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, she's from Down McPherson, and they when they first discovered that, you know, she had breast cancer, this is one of the things that a lot of people, I don't think, really follow along with some of those kids and some of those Downs individuals, that, you know, there are health matters that, you know, they don't know how to check themselves. They don't know. You know, they just feel bad, and they can't necessarily communicate some of their some of those health challenges. And that's something where, you know, I know that you and your staff keep an eye on those things too.
Yes, we also have a health services department where we have an RN and a couple of LPNs, and they help monitor the health of all of the individuals in our services. They also help them to communicate with their doctors on what is going on to try and help keep them as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing what you do there. So far ahead of everything.
Well, you know, what's also amazing is that I think that community services are sometimes taken for granted these days. And if you go back 40 years ago, community services were a rarity. Most of the individuals that we serve now would have been in a state hospital or a state institution at that time. And at that time, the average age lifespan of an individual with an intellectual disability was 45. And as I said, we see people well into their 70s and 80s living in their home communities, being closer to their families, being a part of the community, having their health monitored and supported, having the staff that support them help them live longer, healthier, wonderful lives.
And Brandon, one of the neat things when you walk into the building over there, and I work with Lori and now Emma on a couple of events every year, and those kids, they just all seem like they are so, and I call them kids. Is that
they're
okay?
Adults.
Is that a call?
Well, they're
okay.
Adults. Yes.
Yeah, I know, but maybe they're my kids. But they are so happy to be there, and that's one of the things that it's, you know, you don't take into consideration often enough. You know, you're providing services, you're doing things like health, but the joy that being in that common place, I think, for them is highly impactful on their day-to-day lives.
Why do you think I've worked there for 25 years?
Oh, because you're a happy person, and that's got to be a great inner joy for you to be able to work with him, because, you know, it flows from everybody that works there, and I've seen that, and as well as all the individuals, all the people that are your clients.
If I'm ever having a bad day, all I have to do is find a client or two, and they bring me right back where I need to be.
Yeah, I can't imagine you having a bad day. Okay. All right. That's when the state says, no, we can't do that. That's what a bad day is for you, right? Okay.
Yep.
Moving right along.
So if people want more information, how to get a hold of you and in your services, how can they do that?
Well, again, I really direct them to our website. You can also call, and we do give tours. If you want to learn more about what our services are and how you can support us, give us a call, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, biglakes.org is their website. Lori Feldkamp, President and CEO, joining us here on In Focus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up on In Focus tomorrow, our monthly gathering to talk about a couple of things. We'll be visiting about Fort Riley, getting some up-to-date information with things that are happening on post. And then also, we believe we'll have Dr. Burton and maybe Marty Veneer to join us for some discussion on NBAF tomorrow as well. We do want to make sure you keep up to date on what's happening with regards to flooding-related matters. You can do so online at newsradiokman.com and our social media outlets of Facebook and Twitter.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. A dramatic new move from the